In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. So as you know, in the Armenian Church, we have many different ways and different times to pray. You know, some of you may pray before meals, and some of you may know that there's a prayer after meals, and there's a prayer before traveling. And we have special prayers, as you know, for the harvest in August at Assumption, and prayers for the blessing of a home. And then we pray in certain ways, like in Badarak, you open up your arms when you pray the Haidmer to show your readiness and submission before God. And then we bow in prayer during worship to express the greatness of God. But there is perhaps the oldest and most effective way of praying, which is found throughout the divine liturgy of the Armenian Church, the Bible, and the biblical tradition, but not too much found in any Reformation churches or modern churches, and not too much understood in our society. And this kind of prayer is called a lament. A lament. Vohbergutyun. This is the most honest prayer that there is, though, I believe, because suddenly we know that it's not God who needs our prayers, but we who need God. And suddenly we stop thinking we must speak or act in this way or that way to get to God. Instead, we get to Him as we are, which, if you're like me, is often frustrated, angry, upset, hurt. This is the prayer that the psalmist says is the prayer from your bed with tears in your eyes of God. I know it was going to be hard, but not this hard. This is the prayer of desperation. When a loved one is sick or has died, this was surely the prayer that was on the lips of so many of our ancestors, those who were taken by the evil of genocide and those who were spared. And this type of prayer also, we should recognize, was on the prayer or on the lips of a good Turk or a good Kurd who saved Armenians and was absent from the lips of a self-preserving Turk or Kurd who was silent or complicit in the face of that evil. But this lament is a special grace, I believe. I think it was given from God to our suffering people, our witnessing people, and I think it's helped us heal and persevere as we commemorate this 109th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. And I also believe that our suffering and divided world right now can benefit from the witness of the Armenian church and people and friends to show how lament brings God's healing and redemptive grace to our suffering and division. So what is lament? The shortest definition of a lament is a prayer in pain that leads to trust. A prayer in pain that leads to trust. Where are these laments? The Psalms are full of them. Read the Psalms. About one-third of them are laments. What are laments in divine liturgy? What do you think the most famous, easily known lament in divine liturgy? There's many of them. We did it right before communion. Deir Vohormia. That is a great lament to learn and to say and to sing any time, any day. An old lament that some people still do in Armenia is during confession, vayins, 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 to beat your breast, right? That is a lament that's not only mental, it's also physical. Gregory of Narek is a doctor of the world church, recognized by the entire world church for his lament, his book of lament. And so this is all over our tradition, and it's the most common form of prayer in our tradition, our church, the Christian tradition. You can see it in the name we give also to our Sunday Mass. We call it Surp Badarak, the sacrifice, the offering. What was Christ's sacrifice but an offering, a prayer in pain, a cross to bear that leads to trust and to a new kingdom on earth as it is in heaven? What is our sacrifice as followers of Christ? Our Badrak, what is it supposed to be for those of us who follow Christ and take the name Christians? Well, for anyone who suffers and experiences pain, and who doesn't, regular laments or prayers from pain that lead to trust should be an essential part of our conversation with God. Yet for some reason in our modern age, for lots of reasons, lament has sort of faded to the background behind more optimistic forms of worship like thanksgiving, praise. If you go to any modern popular church down the street, you will find a praise band. But if you look around at society, all the wars in the world, if you look around and see how many people are suffering, how the rates of depression, deaths of despair, family strife, political divisiveness, the poor are poorer, the wealth is more concentrated in the hands of a few, maybe every church, instead of having a praise band, should have a lament band. We sort of do in our church. So I don't think that we lament less in the modern age because there's any less pain in the world. I think it's just because we've been persuaded into thinking that other things can heal our pains. We have painkillers galore, and we've seen what that does. We have anti-anxiety medication, some need it, probably overused. We divert and distract with entertainment and are constantly told that we make our own happiness. So if you aren't happy, it's your fault, and don't talk about it. So all these things I said could be helpful in their place, but they're not strong enough medicine to help heal the brokenness of the world. We've always believed that only God can do this for individuals, for the world. And that's why 150 Psalms of David, which make up the bulk of every prayer that we say in the morning, evening, and night in the Armenian church and informs much of our Badrak, that fully one-third of those Psalms, as I said, are laments. The Jewish people obviously knew something about lament. Time and time again, in their history in the Old Testament, was slaughter, mass deportation, and exile. Right? How did they deal with it? They didn't hide from it. They didn't deny it. They wrote a book about it. They repeated it over and over again. They shared it. They gave it to God. They gave it to others. They said things that no one said when you prayed. Where are you, Lord? Why are you taking so long? The poor are being crushed. The wicked are winning. Can't you see this? And so they were honest and transparent before God and others. And this is key, that only after facing our pain can we begin to feel the pain of others and become part of God's solution, his self-giving, his badarak for the world, of compassion, of mercy, and grace. Now that is a true painkiller. So practically speaking, on this Sunday of the remembrance of the Armenian Genocide, in a world full of suffering and sorrow, how does this lament do anything? How does it help us? Well, the first and simple and profound step is just to learn to see the great lament tradition of the Armenian Church for the power it is and make these prayers your own. Like I said, Sunday, every day, every minute. Say Dervormia as a time to be honest with your sense of loss and pain before God. Say Havatov Hostovanim if you know that wonderful prayer by St. Nerses Shnorhali, and understand why every single verse ends with "Have mercy on me, a manifold sinner." Vormia ko araratsotsev ins basmemeris. Purchase and read a Narek and find verses. Either also you can find it online to help you pray from your deepest truth, your pleasure as well as your pain. And that's always been a great healing for the people of the Armenian Church. But second, and even more important, look to our Lord Jesus Christ, who not only prayed a lament, he lived it. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus' whole life, his Holy Week especially, which we just commemorated, could be described as a lament, a prayer in pain which leads to trust. Rather than pay back evil with evil and transfer his pain to others, Jesus made an offering of his ridicule, of his betrayal, of his pain, of his torture to God. And he established a bond so strong that the gates of hell, we are told, cannot prevail against it. And he also used his pain and rejection to bond with the painfully rejected, the poor, the maimed, the sinners. And then finally, he didn't deny or hide his pain. He was vulnerable before his disciples and the whole world. That's why he's up on a cross still, so that he would prepare us for our time of trial and our opportunity for blessing and grace. And so we too are called to learn this old language of lament in our prayers and implement it in our lives. This has been the cross given to our people to bear, I believe, but for the faithful, it's also led to great, great redemption and grace. And so today, on the anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, let's remember and be disturbed by man's cruelty to man in the past and even more so in our present day, but let this be our bond with our suffering Lord and those suffering in our time. And we can make this lament to be our calling on this fifth Sunday of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ to join the battle in love's triumph over evil, for the redemption and the reconciliation of the world, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.